through the ears and the eyes and the mouth and the brain of the people connected with you on the Good Day program. The important stories of the day are here, courtesy of Jennifer working some of them over. Ken Kessler is here with that. Richie's, I think he'd probably be in maybe later on. He's taking it easy as well. He should, under the treatment conditions. He's working hard to make sure that he knocks this thing out. Roberta Fasinelli gone until the first of next week. So here we are, working through some of the issues of the day. Jennifer?
Yes.
It appears that the last indoor roller skating rink in central L.A. is closing this weekend. A bankruptcy proceeding has shut down the World on Wheels, which opened on Halloween 1981. I'm trying to remember. I remember driving by that, but I don't remember exactly where it is. I want to say it's over in Inglewood or in that somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be a good place. Does that sound bad if I say that?
No, it's all right.
World on Wheels might be. It's, it's not going to be in Little in Koreatown, that's for sure.
No, it would not be.
Not likely. All right, so Paula Deen.
Yes.
Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people are talking about her. There are polls everywhere. What do you have, Kenny, on our Facebook site, facebook.com/goodday, or Twitter, at Good Day Show, that focuses on Paula Deen and her fans?
Let me see. It's refreshing.
I know she's getting a lot of support in from her fans. A lot of people are, you know, standing behind her. Well, other people are taking aim at her. I've seen mostly positive responses though on Twitter. Have you seen that too, Ken?
Yeah, most people who are weighing in on it are supporting her.
Mm-hmm. Here's Ron Howard, the director, who wrote, "What's the big deal?" Many people in her generation have used the N-word, and on the Today Show today, she says she only used it once. People 20 years younger than her have used the N-word a lot.
Yeah, and people use it in songs now. I mean, it's like it's just bizarre.
Here's
but
Pam,
I heard she apologized to Al Roker before she actually sat down, and this was off
camera. What'd she do to Al Roker?
I guess she, well, because she said these terrible words.
You know, that's that really bugs me.
Well,
she didn't say anything to Al Roker. Why should she? All right, let's say that I say on the air that Columbus was a bad guy. Does that mean I have to approve that, and somebody takes exception to it? I have to apologize to every Italian?
Well, I think if you said something like Italians are stupid, and then you'd have...
Some Italians are stupid.
Okay. But what she said was...
Doug Steffen.
Yes, Devlin, write your letters. Okay, but no, she wanted to Al
because
saying...
because they're Italian.
Here's
they're
why,
stupid because they're stupid.
If you're in trouble for saying a very derogatory term, and she apparently considers Al Roker to be a close friend of hers because they shared their weight loss struggles and stuff like that. So she figures he's a friend. So she said before she sat down with Matt, she wanted to go up to Al and make sure that, you know... He knew, and I understand that.
That's okay.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Pamela writes, "Deen is a victim. I grew up in the South in a family with a lot of racists and bigots, but I chose to reject hate speech and actions like that."
Mm-hmm.
Robin writes, "All people are victims of the times and locations into which they are born. I'm ashamed of the knee-jerk reaction of the Food Network. Deen showed true Southern graciousness in accepting the network's decision not to renew her contract. She's a true Southern lady." Carmen writes, "Deen got pulled for more than a historic use of the N-word. She gave a deposition in a lawsuit against her that alleges sexual harassment and a work environment rife with many racial slurs. Deen will be fine. She's a wealthy woman. Dropping her contract was appropriate." Let's see here. Rebecca says, "It's not okay to use that word. It's not okay to plan a plantation wedding using blacks as waitstaff. Also, don't forget that she hid her diabetes for 3 years, kept right on schlepping the butter and sugar, then became a spokeswoman for a diabetes drug. As much as I enjoyed watching her, she was snowed by greed."
I have some information on what she told Matt Lauer.
Yes, what she said.
She said, I guess she was crying, and she said, She said she's not a racist, that she's a businesswoman. She doesn't think her firing from Food Network was the right decision, and that she was unsure whether the N-word was offensive to all black people. When asked by Matt Lauer if she was a racist, she simply replied no. She said, quote, "I believe that every one of God's creatures is created equal. I believe that everyone should be treated equal. That's the way I was raised, and that's the way I live my life." When Matt said, "Do you think that this was a fireable offense?" She said it was not. She said, "Would I have fired me knowing me? No." She said, "But I'm so very thankful for the partners I have who believe in me."
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I mean, what else can she say? Yes, I think I should have been fired. I'm a racist jerk. No.
No. Right.
I mean, right. Exactly. You know.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Paula Deen situation. In a moment, we talk health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who'll be up next here on Good Day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready for hot dogs?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works, really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
All right, time now, a quarter after the hour, for our weekly visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a noted Nooka chiropractor, one of a couple of dozen that practice here in America very successfully. This is the practice of adjusting your neck only to ail the things in your spine, a lot of things that are out of adjustment, your hips, that sort of thing. It's a mirror. It's like he's a miracle worker. And one of the things that Jack does also, in addition to this sort of a practice, is help people with their nutritional aids, supplements, things that are protocols that may not follow, let's say, AMA guidelines all the time, Jack. And one of them has to do with diabetes. There's a study out now that a lot of people in the health world, health practitioners, are talking about, which identifies the benefits of losing weight for those who have type 2 diabetes. And this is modest amounts of weight. Seemingly it's common sense, but a lot of people don't have a lot of common sense these days, it would seem.
Well, remember the old payola scandals from the 50s,
yes,
and the 60s,
oh, they were
rock
fun.
And roll.
Yes, right.
Yeah, they were fun.
Fun.
There's some new studies that have just recently come out called Pharma Payola. And it's the payola that goes back into the grassroots level of modern medicine from the pharmaceutical companies to pay doctors, pay medical doctors to do this, to do that, to reward them for this, to reward them for these samples and these kinds of things. It keeps this cycle going that keeps people on drugs rather than pointing them in a direction that they can be free of drugs and not have to face surgery. They are kept into this cycle that they cannot seem to escape from. And the same thing goes on with diabetes. I can't count the number of people now who are no longer on insulin, no longer on metformin, no longer on some of the really the tissue. Actually, it hurts the tissues. The thing that finally gets us to succumb to the ravages of diabetes isn't so much the insulin problem as it is the effects of the drugs themselves on the tissues. And so what we do is we just do some serious dietary changes. You know, a little bit of exercise, a little bit of resistance exercise, because that will get the sugar out of the bloodstream into the tissues without having to use insulin, and then moving towards an Atkins-type diet. And then we address the gut, and we rebuild the walls of the gut. We move away from carbohydrates. All processed carbohydrates have simply got to go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And we see morning sugar levels crashing within just a few days from the time we start that program.
Now, is that protocol at jackstockwell.com your website?
I don't really know, but it's going to be in one of my next
reports.
A great suggestion.
Thank you.
We're just finishing up. We're just finishing up over the next two or three days this big special report on varicose veins and on hemorrhoids.
All right, explain. Hemorrhoids are like varicose. They're varicose veins in your butt.
Well, they are. They're varicose veins. There's internal and external, and it's the internals that hurt so bad.
Yeah.
But it's just, the varicosities. That report will finally be out this weekend without fail. Every time I look at it, there's something else I want to do. But I need to do one on the diabetes type thing as well, because even diabetes type 1 is reversible, even though there's these so-called experts here and there. No, you're going to be on insulin the rest of your life. Hogwash. We've been able to rebuild pancreatic tissue. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at those people who are at risk, mostly folks who have type 2 diabetes or over the age of 45. They're obviously overweight. They have parents too often that have diabetes. A sibling that has diabetes, and there are more blacks and Hispanics that have this problem than whites. Asians apparently have a big problem with it as well. They did not realize Asians have problems with diabetes.
Well, if you look at their historical diet, and by historical diet, I mean you've got to go back 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years,
mm-hmm.
and where the African American comes from. Well, they come from Africa, and so development of the enzymatic actions involved with basic physiology that was in their ancestors, and then they come over here in the most horrible of conditions, and then finally after emancipation, and they finally start to integrate into regular society, they're introduced to the same crazy diet that the Northern Europeans have established here with processed carbohydrates, processed flour, all this processed food that their systems aren't able to handle. And if you look at the Hispanic culture, if you look at the Oriental culture, the story is the same thing with them. Just your enzymatic reactions in your body don't change after two or three generations. It's going to take 100 to 1,500 generations for these things to adapt to the type of dietary exposure they're given now. That's why you see these kinds of degenerative conditions more so in some of the different ethnic groups than you do the Northern European.
Yep. One of the things that's great about the NUCA practice that Jack has, and chiropractic more in general, but I like the way Jack can work and his colleagues do on the neck to relieve some of this intractable pain that people have, and dealing with the spinal cord, it's helped my sacroiliac and things like that. So you'll find everyday information about those treatments as well at jackstockwell.com, plus information that the regular American Medical Association sort of goons don't want you to have access to. Is that in?
No, that's right, perfect. That was perfect.
Goons, they are goons.
Yeah.
For anyone after, on a good day.
Payola goons.
Yeah.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Now, as a sort of regular feature, and I mean, what's regular mean on this program?
Nothing.
At the top of the hour, we all go to the bathroom. That's what it means.
That's good.
Yeah.
Other than that, we have that. Otherwise, we'd be in diapers.
There's not too much that's regular, and that's actually the way it is in your life. You can't really predict or make your life the same every day as much as some of you would like to, because it makes you feel safe and secure if things are the same. At any rate, we have a list now of the top five songs for your ears. This is from the last week of June in 1984, and at number five, the Pointer Sisters with Jump for My Love. You want to use the big voice announcer here, Michael, or not, or what? This is 84, so we're out of the disco here, huh? No, he doesn't want to use the big voice then. Okay,
number
Jennifer.
Five.
You've got Jennifer.
Yeah, we have Jennifer.
What do you need that for?
Yes, Jennifer is
number five.
Pointer Sisters, Jump for My Love. And now time to move to
number four.
Laura Branigan. It's a good pop hit. I thought she was pretty sexy, as I remember.
I don't remember this song.
Really?
What year was this, 85?
1984.
84.
I'm a little
young,
June.
But I don't remember this.
Another day goes by. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Jennifer's not excited, so let's move to
number three.
Number three.
Yeah, I know this.
This one excites me.
Me too.
Not for the same reason, however. You're probably excited because he doesn't have any pants on under his chaps.
That doesn't get me, no. Prince never did it for me.
It doesn't do it for me either. But I do like a lot of his music.
Me too.
This song, a big song, on its way to number one during this week in 1984. So says Casey Steffen on the Good Day program. So that's number three. Where's Roberta?
When number two.
It's the best one. The top five group we have this week, this is the best song, in my opinion. This Gun Is for Hire. We're dancing. Dancing in the dark. I can't replicate his voice. It is. Crank it up, Michael.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. And I'm getting
nowhere. I feel like I can be honest. podcast about this now that Roberta's not here?
Yeah, really?
Because if you don't know, Roberta is like the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan on the planet. But, this is the only album, I think this was all on the same album with Born in the USA, wasn't it, Ken?
Yes.
Okay, this is the only Bruce Springsteen album I really like.
Really?
Not bad. But I like the whole album. And, like, Glory Days might be my favorite song. And I've heard her rip people that like Glory Days saying that they're stupid. They're not serious Bruce fans.
This is probably Roberta's least favorite
album. It is. It is my most favorite.
Because the clone fans like some of the deeper cuts and tracks and stuff. And those of us who just like pop music like this.
Yeah.
There are about four or five Bruce songs that I really dig, and this is one of them. All right, this was number two, also on its way to number one during this week in 1984.
Wait.
What?
I thought you were going to...
No, I'm waiting for you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number one.
This is probably my least favorite Duran Duran song, but yet it made it to number one during this week. What were you doing? What was going on in your life in 84, Jennifer? Where were you?
I was in second grade.
Second grade. Perfect. So you hadn't really discovered pop music yet then, right? Had you? Or not?
I know a lot of these songs. I know the Bruce song and the Pointer Sisters I used to love a lot. I wasn't a Duran Duran person in second grade.
I wasn't crazy about it, but it's some good stuff. What about you, Kenny? What were you doing during this week in 1984?
I was probably having lunch at NC State University, where I stayed for a couple of years.
And it benefited you greatly, I can tell.
Well, then I decided to seek my fame and fortune in radio.
Yeah, right.
That turned out.
That's here for fame and fortune in radio. 20 and after on the Good Day program.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required refers to rental purchase transactions.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
There is an old economic adage that says, if you want more of something, subsidize it. If you want less of something, tax it. Today in America, we subsidize every kind of failure imaginable. We pour money into programs directed at unemployment, homelessness, drug dependency, and illiteracy. And we tax business growth, job creation, profit, and financial success. But if we looked through the lens of liberty, we might realize that our system is structured backwards. We should spend more of our resources encouraging success, not punishing it. While the President and Congress argue about raising taxes on the most successful Americans, maybe they ought to remember that old adage. They might remember that if you tax success, you might get less of it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Some of your friends in the Doug Steffen family, like Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Richie is doing his thing with his treatment. And Roberta is working on her daughter's graduation, right? Isn't that what's going on?
No, she graduated yesterday. Roberta's going someplace like Wisconsin or...
Wisconsin!
Where is she going, Ken? Do you remember?
I'm on apparently on a need-to-know basis.
Roberta, yeah, right.
No, I didn't.
It goes for all of us here.
Speaking of Roberta, though, real quick, so Greg in Michigan posted on our Facebook page, because we have no Queen of Cheap, a couple of deals.
Oh, good.
So if you want to go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, you could save some money at Walgreens and Bob Evans with those deals.
Same day. What a date.
Yeah. What influence she has over us. People are thinking and sending. That's a great thing to do.
Remember yesterday we asked for that.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, I remember that.
I think it was something like this. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Jennifer.
This is me, Jennifer Horn, playing the role of Jennifer Horn. Yeah. Hey, Doug, since Roberta's not here, maybe we should ask people to send deals in and post them on our Facebook page.
What a great idea.
And then here's Ken today. Hey, Doug, someone posted some deals on our Facebook page. Here's you.
And here's today.
Here's Jennifer Horn playing Doug Steffen.
Jennifer, this is today.
What a great idea. We should have people post things on our Facebook page.
Jennifer, here's the Doug Steffen salute for you. All right, so Ecuador in the news today. The foreign minister there says
here's
government...
Here's me. I'm Ecuador.
Ecuador.
Sorry, go ahead.
Los Ecuadores. Anyway, the foreign minister says the government might take months to decide whether to give asylum to Edward Snowden or not. The foreign minister's name is Ricardo Patino. Ricardo Patino compared Snowden's case to that of Julian Assange, who's in the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Why does Ecuador hate us so much?
I don't know that they do. I think they're just
giving asylum to so many people.
No, to what? They have Assange and Assange.
Assange.
It's a big deal. By the way, this guy used to be a football coach, Ricardo Patino. Or is that his brother?
I don't even know the joke. Huh? But I think it's funny.
Well,
is that a football guy?
Yeah, kind of. Yes. Oh. Nice job, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Now, another item of interest today in the snooze box.
Ah, Ecuador. Uh-huh.
This is America's Morning Snooze. No, that's the other program, actually. This is America's...
I guarantee you on that program, no one's pretending to be the country of Ecuador. No, guaranteed.
They're pretending to know what's going on in the world and read news stories.
Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Overrated.
I pretend to do a lot of things, but at least you know it up front that I'm pretending. The trial of Mr. Zimmerman in Florida is garnering still lots of attention, more testimony. And here is a radio host that we monitor his show. That's not a good sentence. We monitor the show hosted by Scott.
We're like the NSA.
Hazan, yeah. We're the NSA of radio. We monitor all these things. We'll find out what people are doing. And we report to you now about what Scott is doing with regard to the first week of testimony in the Zimmerman trial.
Ellsworth.
Listen, I believe that if I'm on the jury and you give me all the facts uncorrupted, I think with just my common sense, I can make the right decision almost 100% of the time. But listening to the people that have been calling your show, you can see how people bring their prejudices to the situation. And I guarantee you almost 100% of the time, they make the wrong decision. That's why you see all these people getting out of prisons after 20, 30 years, DNA proving they wasn't the person that did it. And Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman did not know each other. How they met? George Zimmerman decided that he was going to follow this kid. Now, Trayvon Martin, he sees George Zimmerman. He doesn't know what's going on, why he's following him. And so this lady that witnessed Trayvon Martin on top of George Zimmerman beating him up, I believe her testimony. But that proves to me that George Zimmerman was simply losing the fight. It doesn't prove that Trayvon attacked George Zimmerman. We don't know who attacked who, but it does prove he was losing the fight. Now he has a gun on his side. He has this young kid who's probably very strong beating him up, and he probably feels like he's about to lose, and if the kid gets the gun, he's dead.
And I think this is a very important point. You would have to prove that your life was endangered before you got into that situation. And it's something that I've been able to relate to since I was mugged by four people and robbed downtown in the CBD. I didn't have a gun on me. If I would have had a gun, I would have had to shoot them before I knew what was happening. And I would be, in all probability, I wouldn't be just the victim of a crime, but I would probably be a defendant in a court case, having to prove that I felt my life was threatened before I would have even known my life was threatened.
And that's hard to do. But you have a lot of people in the media saying, well, see, that proves Trayvon attacked George Zimmerman. No, all it proves is George Zimmerman was losing the fight. And that's it. That's as far as we can go. And we have to decide based on that. But you get all these other things that come into play that has nothing to do with, like, what Trayvon did a year ago and what was he doing with a gun and this and that.
Yeah,
look,
that's enough for this. I'm with this guy. What difference does it make what he looked like in a picture or what he did a year ago, or he got a hoodie? I mean, come on.
Yep. Zimmerman. This is why we monitor calls, to find people.
Right, exactly. Aren't you happy we're doing that? Thank you very much, sir. 888-302-3684. Here's some good news that was posted on a mother's Facebook page. And I am not a big fan of Delta Airlines, but we carry this story today at DougStephan.com to pay tribute to a guy who's got some common sense. The CEO of Delta Airlines was about to get involved. His name was Richard Anderson. This picture was in the papers this week because he and Richard Branson made a deal to have Delta buy 49% of the stock in Virgin. Mm-hmm. So you may have seen his picture. He has at least some common sense. There was a posting that thanked him for giving up his seat on a flight to Washington to allow her to pick up her diabetic daughter who was going to camp. So if you read Jesse Frank's Facebook post, which she labeled an open letter to CEO Richard Anderson, she said that she was on standby for an overbooked flight from Washington to Atlanta. Somebody with a vaguely familiar face told her that she'd be given a seat and helped her with her bag. She said she was grateful to the man who then sat in a jump seat with the with the stewardesses, flight attendants.
Mm-hmm. Please.
And this was so she could pick up her 12-year-old daughter summer camp, the camp is special for children with type 1 diabetes. Mother said she finally recognized the man when a flight attendant introduced him to her. And so Anderson was smart. And by the way, the ride from Washington to Atlanta is less than 2 hours. So doing it in a jump seat is not a bad thing. And it was probably smart of him if he had, I think he has common sense. He probably walked around the plane. I remember that Richard Crandall, who used to be the CEO of American Airlines, would take great delight. Every week he'd get on one of his planes and spend the day flying around with the crew. And he would walk, he'd talk to the cockpit, pilots of the cockpit, talk to the flight staff, and they'd go up and down the aisle of the plane talking to the people on the plane. Hey, how do you like this? What can we do better? This was the guy who ran the airline with 64,000 employees and 485 planes. He took a flight every week and found out from people what they thought of the service. Hello? Duh. Does anybody do that anymore? That's why all of the service sucks. On these, and mostly not just the airlines. I mean, look at all of the things that we can find to complain about with regard to the service economy in our country. And we don't make anything anymore here. All we do is provide service, and much of it, especially the larger companies, doesn't meet the standards that we would set for ourselves if we were running these businesses. Right? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right on that one, for sure.
On that one? What do you mean on that one? Just that one?
You caught that.
Just on that
I didn't mean
one.
To say it. I don't know
yes,
why.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Did.
I
yeah,
said
you did.
You're right on that one.
No,
it's just something to say.
No, you... Nah.
I wasn't... you said that.
If you can have
I'm
a...
I'm Ecuador.
On Wisconsin. If you could have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would you want to do
Ecuador
it?
Ecuador course, wants one.
Yeah. Okay, I can see we're not going to lose. We're not going to win this battle at all. I'm losing. All right, the good news is that Power Swab's V teeth whitening system, which is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, is available right now. The secret is out. The secret is a tooth detergent made from coconut oil, developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger. It lifts all the stains off of your teeth. In fact, using Power Swabs will whiten your teeth on, the 2 minute treatment, 5 minutes later you'll see a different shade. And if you use it over the course of a week, your teeth will be 6 shades whiter. No messy strips, no ugly, horrible tasting trays that you leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for a couple of minutes and 5 minutes later, oh! I have brighter, nicer-looking teeth. And better yet, unlike some of the normal whiteners that are around that use sandpaper and the toothpaste or some of this other gluck, Power Swabs works on removing the stains on your caps, your crowns, your veneers as well. So if you'd like to try Power Swabs, dial 800-865-7602 and get it direct from the manufacturer. It's the 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter teeth. Call today, 800-865-7602. Get the 50% off the retail price. Mention Doug Steffen. Free shipping as well. So power up those teeth with Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com. And Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website. Afterwards, the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Here we are on the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 48 past the hour, sharing knowledge with our knowledge partners, those of you who are listening around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com and all those apps that we have, TuneIn Radio and iHeart Radio and In Your Face Radio and Up Your Ear Radio. You know all those places, right, Jennifer?
I know all those places, all yes. I prefer Up Your Ear Radio.
Speaking of
Up Your Ear Radio.
Up Your Ear, Halle Berry. Did I pronounce it? It's Halle or Halle?
Halle. Halle. Halle.
I saw some video of her trying to get into a car with all those damn photographers around her.
Yep.
Man, if I'd have been her, I'd have punched every one of them in the face.
Yeah, you know, the paparazzi, they're getting really
aggressive.
I mean, that's the problem, is that it's very aggressive.
Wow. I mean, dozens of them just trying to take pictures of her. Doesn't she have her baby?
She's pregnant.
Oh, but she has another child.
She does. She has a
mommy, are they going to kill us or something? Is that, I remember.
She actually testified yesterday about the paparazzi and the impact on children of celebrities. She's pregnant now, and she said that her daughter, Nala, fears the photographers that follow her. Mm-hmm. She said, quote, "My daughter doesn't want to go to school because she knows the men are watching her."
Well, isn't there a bill before the California legislature to make it a crime to be doing what most of these guys
are doing? Yeah, that's what she was testifying on behalf of. She said that they jump out of bushes from behind cars, who knows where else, and they besieged these children just to get a photo. She had an incident that you were talking about at LAX in April, and she said that her daughter actually asked, "Mommy, are they going to kill us?" She didn't get to sleep until 3 a.m. because she couldn't get it out of her mind. And I'm sure to a little baby, that's what it feels like when people are jumping at you and making those quick movements and screaming and yelling. It's not right. Something does need to be done about that.
Yep. I think that if they pass the bill, there's supposedly no penalties attached to it, just breaking the law. What do you do if you don't attach some kind of penalty to it? Mm-hmm. It seems kind of silly. Anyway, this is the First Amendment. People say, we have a right to take a picture.
They have a right to take
a picture.
They don't have a right to get in your face.
Make your life miserable. Yeah. Exactly. All right, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
This is Chris Isaak from the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Chris Isaak, 57 today.
Are you serious?
I know,
it's
amazing.
How
about that? Do I do a good job of that? Chucker, you good?
Baby did a bad, bad thing.
Not bad. You sound like that bullfrog song. What is it?
Baby did.
You ever toss and turn your night awake and thinking about the one you love? You ever close your eyes?
You couldn't have made all that work.
You okay?
I went down into my voice went away going into bad, bad thing.
Bad, bad throat problem now.
Wow.
Chucker, what's the movie now?
Yeah. All right, time for our contest.
Need some honey.
Again, I'll have some honey in a minute. In the meantime, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news. We'll get to that in a moment. First, our movie contest, which focuses on the number one movie this week in 1981. So we have three pieces of audio. You listen to the audio. Call us at 888-302-DOUG when you get the right answer. I haven't won before. Movie moments. What are you laughing about?
I feel bad. worth it.
Underwear one. I wasn't even eating anything bad.
I know. This was all just
baby thinking. Did a bad, bad thing. And I could do it only once, and then it went. Phew. Okay. So we have three audio clips. Michael's going to play clip number one right now.
I met her on a Monday, and my heart stood still.
This was a foolish movie. Chucky, you got it already?
I got a guess.
All right. Is it right? It's a foolish movie.
The guess would be a foolish movie, yes.
Foolish movie. All right. Next clip from this foolish movie.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right. Know that voice?
Lighten up, Francis.
Lighten up. 888-302-3684. Last clip.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
All right. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie. Win the prize. Chucker has movie news right after this. Here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Chuck. What do you have for us up front? And I see Liam Neeson is in the news today. This looks like a pretty good deal for him, huh?
Yeah, I'll follow with that one. Actor Liam Neeson will cash a $20 million check to come back for his Brian Mills character and a Taken 3. Now, reports were that he didn't really want to do part two, but they said he has $15 million, and he grabbed it. He didn't really want to do part three, and they said he has $20 million. And he said, what the heck?
What's left, though? I mean, how many times can this poor guy be taken? It's going to be called Taken Again, I think. Gee.
You know what I like to say? I believe 20th Century Fox releases the Taken movies. Why don't they take John McClane, Bruce Willis, who was in the bad Die Hard movie, the last one, and team him up with Liam Neeson? I think that would be something.
That'd be cool.
And yeah. Also a lot of fun. I'd like to see something like that. Other news, yesterday I spoke about Independence Day 2 getting greenlit for July 3rd, 2015 release without Will Smith. Director Roland Emmerich says that Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman will be involved, so at least that's...
What does it matter with him? Why is he such a stick in the mud? For God's sakes, go do the movie.
I agree. He clearly wants he clearly wants one of those deals where he'll make so much money they just don't deem it.
You know what? I've lost respect for him. I thought the first time I thought he really was great was in that movie with Gene Hackman, Enemy of the State. He was very good. That was a great movie. And since then, his flag's gone up for me. But this is annoying. I mean, how much money do you need to have? So he wants 25 or 30 million, and they're going to give him 15? Well, I mean, come on.
You're right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
He should do it. And with a solid $111 million worldwide opening over the weekend, Paramount has greenlit the sequel to War with Z with Brad Pitt.
All right, Rick in Houston, what's the name of that movie?
Stripes.
Stripes, it is, sir. It is Stripes. And you enjoyed it, I can tell, right? It was fun.
Oh, it was fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous movie.
We have a fabulous...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.